Would you call, would that be the same thing as if you have to use oars, you know?
A rowboat.
Rowboat, okay. Have you ever heard any kind of boat around here called a John boat or Dato or Piro?
No.
If you were going to make yourself a dress, you might take a little square of cloth along to town with you, and you're going to buy material for it to match it. What would you call that little piece?
A swatch or a patch of cloth.
Would you ever call it a sample?
No.
Okay, well, could you say that word for me anyway?
Sample.
Okay, it's just pronunciation. All right, now this expression, if you're looking at a dress and a window, and you really like it, you might say, well, my goodness, that sure is a dress.
Pretty dress.
Okay, and the comparative of that, you might say, well, this one's pretty, but I think this one's even
prettier.
Something that you wear around your waist when you work in the kitchen, that would be
an apron.
And this right here is an ink.
Pen.
Yeah. And used to, I believe, you would keep a baby's diaper together with a safety.
Pen.
Okay. What about the value of a dime? You say a dime is worth
10 cents.
Okay. And something made out of metal, maybe a can. It could possibly be a what kind of can?
Metal can?
Yeah, or maybe a soup can.
Soup can?
Yeah, I'm looking for the name of the metal. Sometimes these old houses out in the country have metal roofs.
Tin roof?
Yeah, sure. Okay. All right, talk about clothes. What would you say a man's three-piece suit consists of?
A vest, trousers, and blazer.
Okay. Any other word for the blazer? Just a
coat, yeah. Jacket.
Okay. Any other names for trousers?
Pants, slacks.
All right, this verb, if I want something right now, I might ask you to give me that, please.
Give me that.
Okay, or go in the kitchen and give me that.
Bring me.
Yeah, all right, the past of that. You would say, well, I already
do
that. Yeah. And I've had plenty of times before.
Brought.
This expression, if I'm trying on a coat, I might say, well, that coat won't fit this year, but last year it perfectly.
Fit.
If I need to go to town to get me some more clothes to go to church in, I'd say I need to go buy me a what?
A new suit.
Mm-hmm. And if you keep sticking things in your pocket, just any old thing, keys or change or whatever, until they gradually get bigger, you say that your pockets begin to do what?
Expand.
Alright, what about another word for it? If it begins with the letter B, your pockets begin to
burst.
Burst, or if they're not exactly bursting, but they get real full. Okay, what about the word BULGE?
Bulge.
And this verb, if you put a shirt in water that's too hot for it, when you wash it, it's going to get smaller probably. You say that the shirt is going to
shrink.
Yeah. If that happened yesterday, you did it, the shirt
shrunk.
Yeah. You've done it plenty of times. You say the shirt is
shrunk.
It's okay. All right, this expression. If a girl likes to, if she's going out on a date and she's spending a lot of time in front of the mirror, you know, getting ready, you'd say that she likes to do what?
Mm-hmm.
Could you say that of a man, too, if he's spending a lot of time with himself in front of her?
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. And the thing that you carry with you.